The executive chairman of the Egbe Idimu LCDA, Hun. Kunle Sanyalu Olowupeo, KSO, has penned a note of appreciation to the residents of the LCDA for their support to his administration as he celebrates 2 years in office as the mayor of the council area. In his appreciation note to the residents on Tuesday, July 25, 2023, KSO said, "Dear Egbe Idimu LCDA residents, exactly 730 days ago, I renewed my oath of office and allegiance as the third executive chairman of Egbe Idimu Local Council Development Area. Then, you committed yourselves and the future of this great LCDA into my hands and the huge responsibility of serving you. I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve. Today, I am humbled by the clear support and encouragement you have shown me and my team in the last 2 years." Chairman, Egbe Idimu LCDA, Hun. Kunle Sanyalu Olowupeo, KSO. "Our vision remains the same as declared in my manifesto, to make our environment a clean, secure, and prosperous LCDA, and also to make it one of the business hubs to reckon with." He also restated the mission statement of his administration, saying, "It is equally true that our mission remains on track. Pursue increased community cohesion and civic identity through participation in social, political and cultural spheres, provide adequate safety and effective security of lives and properties, and propagate human rights protection and sustainable development. I remain totally committed to serving you as we join hands together to achieve our mission for our LCDA. I have also been driven by the promises I made during my inauguration, where I promised to run a government of inclusion where no one is left behind. You remember I reiterated that no matter your age, sex, tribe or status, as long as you reside in Egbe Idimu LCDA, my administration would make everything work for you." KSO visits Pipeline Road. "I call on both young and old, once again, to join me in that dream and vision where hard work and diligence will lead to great rewards for all of us." KSO also stated the achievements of his administration in the last 730 days. "Despite the paucity of funds and also one of the poorest LCDAs, we've been able to put some things in order so as to make life much easier for our people. Some of the scorecards of KSO-led administration include fixing about 20 roads across all 5 wards, empowerment, skills acquisition programs, adequate staff welfare, total beautification of all the offices so as to make the work more comfortable and easier for all the staff, regular peace and security meetings, smooth relationship between the government and CDAs, CDC, annual fiesta for children with numerous gift items, prompt medical attention and series of medical outreach, and zero tolerance for waste, among others." He added that in the coming year, his administration will build and rehabilitate more roads, ignite entertainment potentials, and provide maximum attention to the yearnings of the people, including dealing with the issues of the elderly, widows, the youth, and the people living with disabilities.